Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of February 2017, and this is the 539th Mole Out Loud podcast. And it's Sunday. I was a little bit sidetracked yesterday when I should have done the podcast, and it was so late when I realised. I thought I'd be better off doing it today. In fact, I was so discombobulated this week that I started doing one on Friday, and I was having a lot of difficulty with it. I didn't seem to be able to string two sentences together. And then after kind of repeating the date for about the fifth time, I thought, it's Friday. I don't do them on Friday. That's why I haven't allocated the right time for it. So I don't know what's been going on. I think too many things have been happening for me just recently, and I've gone slightly off the rails in terms of being focused and being really clear about what I'm doing. So, Sunday morning, it's a beautiful morning. It's quite cool still, and I'm really enjoying that because we're going to enter a heat wave. It's going to climb from today, right through to Friday. I don't know what Saturday's doing, but it's certainly going to be right up there. And as you know, if you've been listening to these podcasts for any length of time, you'll know that heat is not my favourite thing. So this cool morning, but it's a sunny morning. It's exquisite, actually. It's a really very clear blue sky and cool breeze. A lovely market today, so it might be quite busy down there, I'm not sure. So I'm going down to the market, and I'm on the way to ring the bells at the cathedral, and then I have a cup of coffee afterwards with the band in a bookshop, which is always a bit of a temptation, and then I come home, and today I will be working on my synopsis, which is what I've been doing off and on. I realised yesterday I had been doing it pretty much for a month, which sounds like a hugely long time for a synopsis, but it has to be finished in the next couple of days, so I just think I've just got to put my head down and get it done, or get done what I can and draw a line under it. I also want it to be quite... I guess one of the tricks with a synopsis is to make it sound engaging, even though you're paring it back to the bare essentials. So I've been doing that a bit as well whilst I've been going through it again. And I've mentioned before that I've got two timelines, and that has been the sticking point with trying to work out how to do it within a synopsis when you can't... You don't have the space to, you know, reflect small things. I don't mean huge flashbacks, but, you know, when in a full story, you can refer back in a sentence to something that's happened, and refer back to different things quite naturally through those kinds of storytellings. You know, like so-and-so had been here once before and had lived in that house. I'm just walking down the street and making this up. Becomes quite an easy aside from the fact that I'm going to the market, but when you're writing the synopsis, that becomes a huge plot point because it takes up that space. If you don't mention the fact of the house, then when the person's walking to the market, then you haven't put that in the reader's mind. And if it becomes something that's important later on in the story, in the synopsis, there's nothing there to cue it in. So I think that's what I'm finding difficult at the moment. Anyway, I'll nail something by then. Oops, a little bit of a wind. I hope it's not interfering. Just put my flaps back up again. You can really notice that autumn is coming, so I'm, you know, even though there is a heat wave next week, I think it will be bearable because I know that actually autumn is coming, and I can really tell this morning because the light is at a slant and the shadows are right across the street from the tree, these lovely ash trees that are along this little stretch of road between the two schools, which of course are quiet because it's Sunday. Yesterday, last night, I went to a gin tasting, which is not the sort of thing I normally do. I don't go to places where there are large groups of people, but because it was my neighbours who were making the gin, it felt like a good thing to do, a good thing to participate in. And yesterday too, it was a day like today, so it was completely perfect. It was in the grounds of one of the earliest colonial built houses here. Beautiful big grounds. So actually it meant that it was quite easy to kind of escape and look at the vegetable garden or the outhouses or whatever. And whilst I was there, I discovered this little round caravan, I suppose late 1950s, I would think, called Connie, that had, I think, has been set up as an Airbnb. And I was thinking, even if I can't ever really get properly away again from Hobart, when I say properly away, I mean, I don't know whether it will ever be possible for me to get back to Europe, but maybe I could one day spend a couple of days in this caravan and have a little writing place somewhere else in the suburbs of Hobart. It was sort of laid out with a bed one end and a table the other, basically, and a little deck outside. So I know that I can have these little dreams of the caravan. Gosh, we're really... noticing the grass has also been cut here. It was, maybe that's why I was feeling a bit hay feverish the other day. There was so much grass, they were almost like haystacks where they've piled the grass. And that feels also a really sort of late summer thing. Just crossing the road, no traffic. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, that you've been able to enjoy yourself on some creative endeavour, whether it's one of the mind or a practical project, that you've been able to travel somewhere, whether it's really close to home, in your mind, or to completely imaginative realms. I just love the the way we have imaginations. I can't imagine what it would be like without having these kind of weird things that speculate and make things up. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you can enjoy the weekend. And I'll talk to you again on Monday.